Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Bob Leonard on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Brad Koenig, president of the Washington County Domestic Violence Coalition, about their efforts. So Brad, Washington County has a domestic violence coalition. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
We help women, children, and men who have been in domestic violence situations. We can offer them short-term emergency housing. We can offer, in certain cases, rent assistance, electric assistance, help with paying for groceries, help with paying for car repair. We provide counseling. We help people get to doctor's appointments. We can help people, get lawnmowers if they need. And all this stems on people being the victims or survivors of domestic violence. Now, why this is important is because there's no other agency out there that can provide some of the assistance that we can. And it's important when a family, a household splits up, usually it's the woman that is left caring for the child, and usually it's the man that is the majority breadwinner. So the woman finds themselves in some dire needs to continue to put food on the table, to continue paying rent, and things of that nature. And that's where we step in and try to help them as best we can to fill that void until they can, get back on their feet and get used to just being a single person household.
Well, where does your funding come from?
Well, that's a good question. The majority of our funding comes from fundraisers we have in Washington. We don't have very many fundraisers. We've had a couple bake sales at the farmers market, which people have been very generous in October. October is actually Domestic Violence Awareness Month. And we have a fundraiser drive at the local Walmart, and this is where we set up outside and hand people a list of things that, and we ask them to buy an extra item on this list to donate to us so we can pass along. We have applied and received a couple small grants in Washington County also. When we need things, we have a pretty good following on our Facebook page, and that is Washington CO Domestic Violence Coalition. We have a pretty good following to where we put out a need if we need a dresser or a couple beds or linens or laundry soap, things like that, or diapers, that we usually can get those things donated to us. And here, April 15th, we are moving into a larger storage facility in Washington, and we're actually going to have room to be able to store extra dressers and toys and toy boxes and things of that nature that we pass along to people in need in Washington County.
And so you're constantly seeking donations, so like if somebody has a bed or dresser or something, even if there isn't an express need right now, you might need it in the future?
Yeah, we will always need those sorts of things in the future. Right now it's been kind of tough because when a need does arise, then we got to, start looking then. It would be great to have a couple dressers and things like that, in our storage facility for when a need arises that, we have them available that day.
So what if I have something? How do I let you know that I have something? Will you come and get it, or do I need to deliver?
Well, those things can be worked out. We have a van that, we have picked things up before. People have been gracious enough to drop things off. We've always take donations at the Hometown Inn and at Choices, and things can also be dropped off to the front desk at the Washington County Library. We work close with those organizations. There's a couple people on our board that have pickup trucks that we've used in the past if, somebody had something that, couldn't haul it or bring it to us. Those things can always be worked out. And I can be messaged through our Facebook page. And again, that's Washington CO Domestic Violence Coalition. Or you can call 319-520-0554. We generally do not constantly have a financial fundraisers, because we don't want to be, you know, known as that organization that is always out there looking for money, you know. And we've been, I think we've been very good at that. But like I said, between our grants and our bake sale at the farmers market, we've been, you know, pretty successful this past year to have the funds that we have needed to get by.
How many people do you think that the organization has been able to help over the past year?
Over the past year, we have helped 28 different people in the county, and we have clients in Ainsworth that we've helped, in Westchester, in Wellman, Brighton. So domestic violence, it knows no boundaries. It affects people of all races, all financial income guidelines. I mean, it just runs the gamut of we've assisted women that whose husbands have pretty high, powerful jobs.
And then they're just left on their own to try to figure out how they're going to survive.
It is, and that's real difficult if you're used to living, you know, a certain way, and then all of a sudden, you know, the breadwinner's gone, and then you're really left with nothing.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Brad Koenig, president of the Washington County Domestic Violence Coalition. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Bob Leonard with KCII News.